You're listening to SBS News.
Australia and Ghana are separated by nearly 15,000 kilometres and home to very different cultures. But both countries are host to a movement creating space for women in board sports.
Between tradition, culture and history, we can do what we want.
I'm like, yes, that's where I need to be, women skating.
I think it was hanging out with the surfer girls, like being out in the water with them, just following me around going, Lucy, Lucy, like, is there sharks in Australia?
Lucy Small describes herself as an accidental activist after the 29-year-old surfer stood up to call out unequal prize money at a Northern Beaches surf competition in 2021, heralding the start of her Equal Pay for Equal Play campaign for women in surfing. Now she has visited the Western African country of Ghana and met with local surf and skater girls and women. They're part of a collective called Surf Ghana, which Lucy says was inspiring to her own movement back home in Australia.
You're so geographically separated and very culturally different, but you have this real kind of shared experience in knowing what it's like to kind of fight for your place in your sport. One of the really awesome skaters, Blue, she talked about how, you know, women are taught to compete with each other and we don't need that. Like there's none of that there in the Skate Girl Club. So it was so much fun to be there. And some of the things that the girls are talking about, I was like, yeah, I understand that so much, that kind of sentiment of ignoring or denying or stepping outside of what is expected of you as a woman in order to pursue this sport.
Sandy Alibo is the brains behind Surf Ghana Collective, which was launched in 2016 as a space to promote a surfing and skating counterculture for young people. Sandy is from the Caribbean island of Martinique, but says she fell in love with Ghana when she visited some 6 years ago and felt a strong need to document the West African country's surfing culture.
Yeah, I feel like they were doing already amazing things, you know. It's just like surfing in Ghana is really like free surf, you know, like everybody, there's no competition. But I felt like they needed also support, you know, because, I mean, you can't, it's not really sustainable to have this industry like this. So I really wanted to have more people joining, you know, as Ghanaians, because when I came the first time, I also noticed that the sport was really for tourists. I was a little bit frustrated because I was like, why we don't have more Ghanaians joining, you know? So by me, I really wanted that we have our own page where we can tell our own story and actually regulate more our narrative.
Returning to Ghana was also a way for Sandy to reconnect to her African roots. She says she was inspired to create a space for young girls and women to thrive in surf and skate culture. The surfing industry is at its early stages in Ghana and they haven't yet confronted the issue of unequal prize money as Lucy experienced in Australia. Sandy says this means they have the opportunity to create a more equal and inclusive surfing culture.
In Ghana, what is good is like, because we are building the project now, we can definitely change the game. And because Surf Ghana is led by women, I believe that our organization is responsible for that. Yeah, it's our role to do that. You know, it's our duty. And that's also why I believe that it's only women who can actually address this challenge or problem and make everything to change it, you know. So I'm sure in surfing in the future, we will have that conversation and we will make sure on our side that it's fair.
The skating space is more established in Ghana and equal prize money between men and women is ensured in competitions run by the collective. 23-year-old Eden Oyoku has been skating for around 4 years now. She first fell in love with the sport when she was introduced by a university friend, but found that there wasn't really a space for women in Ghana. Eden now skates frequently and even works at the skate park established by the Surf Ghana Collective.
Like with skateboarding, I feel like I found my people, or I found the people that sort of get me and I also get. And there's this thing that skateboarding teaches you about, like, consistency and persistence, like, because you can fall, you will fall, like skateboarding, there's lots of falling involved, but you're going to have to get up and try again. And eventually, it always happens that you get it right. Like, there's no time when consistency doesn't pay off, especially with skateboarding. And then just like the people around make you feel good when you skate, who like support you, encourage you, hype you when you land your tricks, like give you tips on skateboarding. It's just the general skate culture is, it's very wholesome.
The women involved in the Surf Ghana Collective celebrate a strong sense of community. Ghana is in the very early days of establishing its surf infrastructure, with the start of local board manufacturing appearing. But the collective is about much more than competitions and has opened a creative space for all kinds of interests, including music recording and design. Lucy says Australia could learn a lot from Ghana's surf and skate culture.
Just having that real sense of friendship, and it's such a different dynamic, you know, when you're not kind of having this intense competitiveness necessarily. And one of the really awesome skaters, Blue, she talked about how, you know, women are taught to compete with each other, and we don't need that. Like, there's none of that there in the Skate Girl Club. So I found that was really inspiring, and I'd love to sort of see more of that here, of that kind of coming together and having a space to be together and create. And I just was so impressed with the creativity that everybody is really committed to.
There is a rich and long history of surfing in Ghana, with Western documentation of surfing in the country dating all the way back to the 1640s. Professor Kevin Dawson from the University of California has written about Africa's aquatic history. He explains how while surfing origin stories typically represent Hawaii, the sport was also practiced hundreds of years ago along the African coast.
I think it's important to recognize that there's not one point of origins for surfing, but there's multiple points of origins for surfing. And so even in Africa, the sources indicate that it was probably independently invented all up and down the western coast of Africa, from Senegal down to Angola. And so, yeah, it is important to recognize that there is this cultural tie, and that we do see people continuing to practice traditional surfing methods up into the 21st century.
Skater Eden says Ghanaian culture is still somewhat critical of women and girls who decide to take part in the typically male-dominated sport.
Why are you a woman skating? Like, who marry you? You can't, you know, find a husband that way. You just hear all sorts of things. So we just block out all the noise and we do what we want to do. Yeah, I remember that we had an incident with a police officer, and he's like, he wanted to marry us, but unfortunately, we are not, like, we look too, I don't really know the word he used to describe it, but it was very funny. I mean, just like, we are not looking, first of all, none of us are looking to settle down or get married. Like, we're just living our lives and just allow that. But I think so far, there's been more like positive remarks than negative.
Eden says opening the skate park exclusively for women on Thursdays has opened up opportunities to collaborate and thrive with other female skaters.
When I first started skateboarding, I was the only girl within the circle I was in. So it was fun, but after some time, I was like, okay, I need more girls to come skate with me. And then I found out about this initiative of Surf Ghana called the Skate Girl Club. And I'm like, yes, that's where I need to be, women skating, because now we're like buddies, you know, we skate together. And it just feels better, because I feel like women have a more delicate touch when it comes to certain things, like, and they're more intuitive than men. So that sort of shows up a lot in the work that we do.
Lucy's trip to Ghana was more than just a visit. She was also there to create a film about Ghanaian surf culture. Lucy says it was an enriching creative process to interrogate the role of representation, as she wanted to ensure the stories in Ghana were afforded the same complex identity as narratives in countries like Australia.
When we got to Ghana and really saw firsthand that people are so sick of this single, one-dimensional story of poverty, deprivation, and that kind of thing. And then meeting Justice and meeting Sandy and meeting all the girls, and just thinking like, oh my goodness, I can't believe that people are willing to ignore these stories. Like, they're so good. And they're people that are doing such incredible things. They're working day in, day out to make their community and their country better.
Sandy explains how while in the past Ghana may have relied on external brands and recognition, grassroots initiatives like Surf Ghana demonstrate the potential of local leadership. She said the collective has launched a surf house to ensure creatives and designers remain local manufacturers.
What I like, I think, is we didn't start with that huge industry, so it's not really political. You know, we community centered. And I love it because in the past it was, oh, you have to be an influencer. You have to have 200,000 followers to have a brand. You have to be sexy for a woman. But now I believe that now brands want to invest in community developers. They want to invest in people who actually do things on the ground, who are really active and are making, you know, progress for the community. So I really like that and I'm really excited for what's next.
The collective is not just dedicated to women, but organized by women, meaning they shape the surf and skate culture in every aspect. When Sandy launched the Skate Park Initiative, 99% of those she worked with were men, but now 70% of those actively participating and working in the collective are women. She hopes this is just the beginning of their story.
I think it's freedom. I believe that some rights, they are not available for every country at the moment. And freedom, it's all I want for these girls. It's difficult on my side, you know, to be a woman, a black woman in Africa. It's still difficult to lead a conversation in a male-dominated sport. And I'm sure that in the future, they will also work in that sport industry. Between tradition, culture, and history, we can do what we want. It's just we need to take time and need to be together. That's what I want, freedom.
Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.